Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island. The inquest into the death of National Guard officer Thanasis Nikolaou, found dead in 2005, continued, with State Prosecutor Xenia Xenofondos questioning forensic pathologist Dimitra Karayanni regarding her examination of Nikolaou's hired bone. The inquest on Monday lasted about 5 hours. Prior to proceedings, Nikolaou's family lawyers disclosed to the court that an individual had informed the police that a certain person, along with accomplices, admitted to assaulting and ultimately killing the guardsman. A report said the individual gave a deposition to the police in early January, during which he mentioned he was told by the specific person, who he also named. The family was not officially informed of the developments by the police, nor was the coroner, as the process is still ongoing. At Monday's session, the family's lawyer said that the new information brought to light by the deposition will require the summoning of an additional witness later, behind closed doors. Moving on, the solution to the Cyprus problem is of fundamental importance for the balance in the Mediterranean. Italian President Sergio Mattarella said before meeting President Nikos Christodoulidis. Mattarella spoke of the 50th anniversary of the Turkish invasion and stressed his country's support for a solution of a bizonal, bicommunal federation in accordance with UN resolutions. He also welcomed the arrival of the UN Secretary-General's personal envoy, Maria Holguin, who he said has a difficult task in front of her. He referred to the deep ties between the two countries, cooperation in areas such as energy and defence, while on migration he said that the two countries are at the forefront and a common European policy and a common treaty on asylum are needed. In his remarks, Christodoulidis referred to close EU cooperation and bilateral cooperation in energy, defence, security and culture. He also expressed his readiness and determination for the resumption of Cyprus talks based on the agreed framework. In other news, Cyprus is the second worst country in the European Union regarding workplace gender equality, a study has showed. According to a survey carried out by Swedish website, Cyprus's score for gender equal workplace is a dismal 14.62 out of 50, higher than only Hungary in the European Union. The survey considered 5 parameters: women in parliament, women in government, female board members, female executives, and the median income between men and women. Cyprus currently has just 8 female MPs, a figure which works out at 14.3% of all MPs. A total of 25% of members of the Cypriot government are women. Just 82.2% of Cyprus's board members are female, with the next lowest proportion being in Hungary, where 10.5% of the country's board members are female. A total of 21.1% of executives working in Cyprus are female, a figure which sees the island rank higher than countries including Greece, Estonia, Spain, Italy, and Luxembourg. Men in Cyprus earn an average of €18,399 per year, while women earn an average of €17,344 per year. Moving on, the Gaming Authority and Casino Regulator collected millions of euros from the casino since its opening day, chairman of the authority Christos Mavrelis said. Mavrelis said the authority received around €90 million from the casino while briefing the House committee about the authority's budget. Regarding the casino's performance, Mavrelis stated that its revenues to date have amounted to €421 million. The state has collected €63 million in taxes and €25 million in annual license fees. Mavrelis said that this year, the organization plans to recruit its first permanent employees. Although the establishment plan provides for 47 posts, only 35 have been approved for filling. And finally, Cyprus's compliance with international sanctions is good, Finance Minister Makis Keravnos said, adding that by this year's end, the two units dealing with sanctions will be consolidated into one. He was commenting on last week's announcement of sanctions against Russia from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada, which among others targeted companies registered here as well as one dual Russian Cypriot national. He said developments are assessed based on EU guidelines and regulations, with the two sanctions related units then taking the appropriate decisions. The two units, which come under the auspices of the Finance Ministry, are the Advisory Body on Economic Sanctions and the Unit for the Implementation of Sanctions in the Financial Sector. Depending on the situation at hand, the government here may freeze the assets of companies or individuals, or order the suspension of a business's operation. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.